I was actually brought on, interestingly enough, to be a designer. My background's actually mostly in graphic design and brand development, with a specific emphasis on digital marketing, web communications, and what have you. And as you can imagine, that pretty much calls for experience with social media. To stay sort of abreast, you know, in the realm of web marketing and digital design, you really have to know what's going on there. Going on, particularly within the realm of social media, because it's the hottest topic right now. And it's also, in many cases, brought on quite a revolution in not only the way that communicators operate, but also the way that users and those that are being communicated to expect to interact with each other. So just from my experience working with my previous work environment and my previous clients, I was able to bring sort of like that combined perspective of brand development and branding and, you know, web marketing and digital design. And I was brought on to Booz Allen basically to explore how this could help our clients, particularly within the federal sector.
A lot of federal agencies looking at how they can use these, particularly to help them do their jobs better. And it seems like a lot of folks at least feel like there's some real opportunities there.
Of course. One thing that we always say is that social media is first and foremost about culture. It is not about technology. And as you know, Booz Allen recently sponsored a RISC 2.0, we call it, the Social Media and Risk and Crisis Communications Roundtable of Experts yesterday. And one of the most important messages that came out of that experience was that as soon as you stop thinking about social media as technology and see it fundamentally as a cultural phenomenon, as a cultural shift in how citizens, consumers, how people communicate with each other with this greater level of transparency and openness and collaboration, then you really start to understand the potential that this has for everyone, particularly for citizens and how they interact with their government. And it really does actually open up the government. One of the things that is frequently cited when you talk about what's now known as Government 2.0 was the Obama Transparency Memo that went out in January, and it was essentially a call to action to make government more participatory. And what better way to do that than through technology, particularly social media?
What has the biggest challenge been? Has it been the mindset? I'm hearing a lot about having to change that way of thinking. Did you run into that too?
Well, I mean, what's interesting actually is that the government is facing very similar challenges to most other organizations, actually. I've personally worked in higher education. I've worked with, in the private sector. And every single organization sort of faces these questions of how do you open up? How do you start to rethink? You know, because like I keep saying, it is a cultural revolution. It's a complete mind shift. When you start to consider that social media is first and foremost social, that you really have to start to understand what does it mean to collaborate with your public. That I think is really one of the biggest challenges, is to really understand what that means, particularly within government. As you serve the citizens, that is, you serve your constituents, what does it mean to actually collaborate with them and not just broadcast things to them?
It requires that you give up control, and that's always such a challenge for many governmental organizations, is giving up that control.
Well, actually, it's interesting you say that, because one of the other great takeaways from the great panel was that you really have to start trusting your public. You have to trust, particularly in the realm of risk and crisis communications. You know, one of the old mantras, and one of the things that we also kept saying, is that a lot of the old ways of doing communications, you really have to start to rethink it and almost basically, you know, chuck it out the window, in the sense that you have to start trusting people to make decisions on their own. Right now, communications, I believe, is tending towards this sort of mindset that you're not really advertising to people. You're not really spinning anything. You're just providing information. And one of the biggest needs right now out there is for data, is for this openness and sharing of and trusting that the American public, that the public in general, will basically act intelligently and collaboratively with you. So yes, ceding the control is an issue, but it's not so much ceding control, but as recognizing citizens as viable and important critical partners. It's a hard thing, but you know what? And there are so many examples out there of how trusting people, and especially trusting within social media, has brought out so many different so many successes.
It's interesting that social media is this sort of all-encompassing, collaborative experience, but are there differences between how the private sector can and does use it versus how the government is able to use it?
I think if there are any differences at all, it's just that the scope may be a little bit different. I mean, the government, for example, I'll give you the CDC or the USDA. You know, they're talking about people's lives there. They're talking about public health. You're talking about food safety. You're talking about things that affect, you know, people's lives that are so much greater in scope than, say, a private, you know, a commercial company trying to sell a widget or trying to sell, you know, a product. So I think just the fact that, you know, we're playing with taxpayers' money. You're playing with a greater level of accountability. Yes, there are certainly definitely greater challenges, but I think because of that, there are also, I think, greater benefits too.
Is there a particular lesson learned that that you've just found that most organizations can apply?
I think the biggest lesson learned is really partnership, not just partnership with the public, as I said earlier, but also partnership within the agency. I think one of the biggest lessons learned was that the most successful implementations of social media within the government is when you really go cross-sector. When the legal departments and the office, you know, the OCIOs, the chief information officers, and the public affairs administrators and the program directors, when they all work together to acknowledge, you know, what are the stakeholders, what are the strategies, and really work on a strategy. One of the sort of top the themes that came out yesterday was this, you know, idea that you really have to be, I guess, cross-industry, you know, also making sure that you work with other people within your agencies, you know, so within DHS, making sure that all of the components within Department of Homeland Security work together on a strategy for social media. You know, it really is about a partnership.